When I used to download whole series, it would feel like such an accomplishment. And then I'd
Accomplishment.
burn them on CDs, and then I'd keep the CDs so carefully. And now, just a week or so back, I was looking at those CDs like, what's the point?
What's
Now I can just.
the point? I'm a Muslim and That's Okay presents some of the most interesting women I know. Hi everyone, may peace be on you all, and welcome to episode 4 of my special interview segment of some of the most interesting women I know. And today's guest is a very, very special friend of mine, Maria Khan.
And we were just discussing, I have known her now for almost 20 years, and that's the thing. This is the first time I am actually meeting Maria. I mean, meeting over the internet, because she is in Lahore, Pakistan. We are completely different, separate parts of the world. It's night there, it's daytime here. But it's fantastic to be finally be able to see you, Maria. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, okay. No, it's great to be able to talk to you. I'm an illustrator slash artist. I live in Lahore. I've studied fine arts from the National College of Arts. And even though people expected me to be a painter, and I am a painter sometimes, but ever since I was little, I was very nerdy. Like, the average kid likes cartoons and comics and stuff. But I never grew out of it, and I always thought, I looked at all the cartoons and stuff, and I'd be like, wow, these people are so lucky, they get to make cartoons for a living. I wish I could do that. And I remember as a kid, I'd think, okay, there are no Pakistani cartoons, there are no Pakistani comics, so we don't have those jobs here. And I'd be really sad. I'd be like, oh, I guess I'd have to be like, get a very normal sort of job.
Exactly.
And but luckily, by the time I was done with my graduation, I got to work in a kids television channel, and I got to do animations over there. And yeah, then thanks to the internet, I got to do a lot of freelance work. And of course, the biggest, most amazing thing was, thanks to the internet again, I got to meet Sheila. And you know, people like her.
Those are the similarities that both of us have, because when I was growing up, I was obsessed with cartoons, like any cartoon. It was like a bona fide obsession. And not a lot of people know that about me, but I was like, I had seen so many cartoons, like, and I would watch the same thing over and over again. I mean, you know, I was the kind of nerd that I could identify who like directed and produced which episode of Tom and Jerry just by looking at the artistic style and the animation. That's the kind of nerd I was. But
yeah, same here.
The thing is, in Pakistan, when you're a woman, you don't have that. We didn't have those kind of, I guess, people to look up to. There was nobody that we could like really look up to that really did illustration or was even in the graphic design industry. That's what I ultimately went into. I didn't go into full-time illustration like you did, Maria. But, you know, we did not have any female role models. So we were really struggling at that time when the internet was new and there was dial-up. And both of us have a thing for anime. I mean, I don't know how far back it was for you, but I got into anime very, very young. And for those who might not know, anime is animation specifically from Japan. And for two women in Pakistan to be into that, I mean, A, it's a huge coincidence for that to happen. But then to be able to find each other over the internet was also a huge coincidence, because I remember at that time I used to illustrate as well, and I used to illustrate in the anime style, and I used to put them up on the internet very haphazardly. And that's when Maria reached out to me, and I was like, oh my god, there's another person who's just like me. And that was incredible.
I still remember. I've been into anime since I was a kid, I guess, but I didn't know what it was till we had the internet. And then I saw all these fan art sites and anime art sites, and there were people from all over the world. And I used to think, are there any Pakistani anime artists out there? Because I kind of doubted it because I was in college, I think. And I throughout my school years and even college, I knew of no girl, not even any guy who knew anything about anime. It was always, you know, the usual fandoms were like Backstreet Boys back then, or I don't know, Bollywood movies. Nothing even, and that was the most nerdy you could get was like Disney movies, Disney animated
or
stuff.
Maybe Star and Trek, like, maybe, because they used to like air Star Trek at that time, but that's, I guess that would have been the nerdiest thing there, but nothing in animation that I was aware of, that there would be very so few people that even, not again, not in Pakistan. And shoot, Maria was the first person I had met that, well, same country, same interests, and it was amazing. And that's how we met.
I was just looking at that email I sent to you when I stalked you online. I just did a search, anime in Pakistan, and I remember when Shela's page popped up. I was so excited. I was like, wow, I can't believe this. I found someone. And there was, it was amazing. It was, you were the best thing on the internet. You won the internet for me that day, because, you know, you feel so... it just feels so good to have I used to think, am I not a normal Pakistani? Why am I not interested in normal Pakistani things? Or why aren't Pakistanis interested in the stuff I'm interested in? Is it childish? Is it too nerdy? But, you know, it was good to know that there are other people out there.
Like, that you're not alone. I think that's when we found each other. It was more like, I'm not alone in this. Okay, fine. I can't be normal. It's never going to happen. At least that there's somebody else that who's into it, and I'm not alone. So, I mean, that's what happened, that we would compare notes so often. I mean, you illustrated, I illustrated, and then we would push each other in those directions. I think for me, when I chose, again, a profession that was not generally meant for women at that time, when I went into graphic design, was because of, okay, fine, I'm going to do this. It's just because I have somebody else who's also doing something that is not what is a normal profession. I didn't go into illustration full time, but I used to follow you, and it used to make me so happy that you're doing it. And that's the thing, I guess I sort of drifted away from illustration because I was not sure how I could turn into a full-time career, but you know, you made it work, Maria. I mean, that's fantastic, you know. And then at that time, because the internet was emerging, they had new avenues, and we started having more TV channels at that time. I mean, I remember when we were growing up, we only had a singular Pakistani TV channel. We did not have like the 20,000 channels we have now, but because there was more TV channels emerging, they needed people who did what you do right now. And right now, where do you work? You're not still doing freelance?
I am. Currently doing freelancer. So that's the thing. It's I haven't really figured it out 100%. It's I work like 9-to-5 jobs sometimes, and when I get tired of that, I switch back to freelance. And even that is kind of iffy. You don't really know for sure. So there are some times when you're like, I don't have any work now.
I think the flexibility is great, Maria. I mean, that you now that you can do that in Pakistan, that you know you have the choice, that you can. It's not the 9-to-5. You can do freelance as well. And what industries or I guess what companies have you worked for in Pakistan? That's what I want to know, because I know I saw some of them that used your illustrations and your animations, but I'm not aware of the full scale of which companies have you worked for and what have you done for them.
I started off with a kids TV channel. It only lasted for a year or so, then they had some financial problems and the whole channel had to shut down. That was a good experience, so I had a lot of my work on television as well. Then I worked for a long time for game design companies, doing concept art and stuff. That sort of stuff wasn't shared online a lot. They usually release the artwork along with the game, and they wouldn't allow you to show that stuff anywhere else. And then I also worked for a Pakistani media company, like what people people like referring to, and they hated that, as the Pakistani BuzzFeed. They basically did articles and comics and cartoons called Mango Bars. And they also decided to have this section with comics relating to the Pakistani experience.
Mm-hmm.
I also did a series of illustrated idioms. I think thanks to them, they shared my work quite a lot, and I got a big following through them. I was with them for like 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, two years. Yeah. I did a lot of content for them. And
What's your preferred medium? And I know a lot of people might not understand, but the thing is, most people who are illustrators have a favorite thing that they do like working on. I mean, I was at one time very religiously pencil and paper, and now I've switched over to doing it digitally. So what is it that you prefer, Maria? Do you prefer illustrating digitally, or do you prefer the pencil and paper, or any other medium that you like?
It's a bit of both. Talking about the process, I think I enjoy the initial part of the process, the sketching and brainstorming the most. That's when I have the most fun, when you haven't finalized what you want to do and you do a bunch of sketches, and they're really silly. And if I showed them to you right now, you'd be like, these are the squiggles. But I enjoy that process a lot. I usually do those on my sketchbook, not on the computer. I get to work more faster that way. And then I finish them and clean them up digitally. That's quicker than if I did them in watercolors. And with traditional media, you don't have an undo button.
You don't have an undo button. That's what I've noticed. Like, you become sort of addicted to it. Like, oh no, I've done this wrong. Let's undo it.
Yeah. So for the initial parts, sketching, I love sketching. I enjoy that process a lot. And then I transfer it to my laptop, and that's when I just color it. And it's still fun, but it's not the same as that spontaneousness of sketching.
Right.
So I guess that would make pencil and paper my favorite medium.
Right.
And digitally too. Digitally, because it's just so convenient.
It is very convenient.
Things super fast.
Tell me how. Again, when we were growing up, we did not have a lot of digital art, animation, anything that you want to put in that particular field that used to be happening. You know, we did not have any conventions. We did not have any, I mean, I hate to call it TED Talks, but, those sort of forums that these things really got exposure on. But I know that you've been a part of some of those in Pakistan. So tell me about that.
Yeah, things have changed so much. Back when I first met you, I remember thinking, okay, this is the way it's going to stay. I don't think people are ever going to be into animate. I don't think it's ever going to be a mainstream thing, but it's changed so much now.
Right.
Every other day, without even looking, you come across the work of another Pakistani illustrator. There are so many anime fans. You have anime conventions now. You actually have people
cosplaying. Wow! I would have that was our dream, Maria. That was our dream, that we could go to one of those conventions.
It's just amazing. They come up with these really detailed costumes, and it's so dedicated.
Wow!
And they're all kids, it's become a
to
thing
to us.
Now.
They're kids, Maria, but we've grown quite a bit.
Yeah. So when I go to these conventions, I'm like, oh, I feel so old. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, that the thing is, since I've been doing all of this illustration and digital art for so long, I didn't realize that I'd sort of become what you call a forerunner. I think I'm one of the people who's been, one of the women who's been doing digital illustration for probably the longest time.
Right.
One of the women, yeah. So I don't remember anybody, just a few people, just a handful of people who were doing this stuff. So people, at this one convention I went to in Lahore, I was just visiting it, and some of the people recognized me. They were talking to me, and they were like, "Oh, you're her." And they were like, oh, okay, we really like your work. And they were having a panel with some other comic book artists and other digital artists and creators. And they said, oh, can you please be part of the panel? I was like, why? because, you know, we'd like to talk to you, and great that you're visiting. So that's, that was a nice surprise, Kay, you know, like even without me trying.
That's so great, Mari. Can you imagine? I mean, that was one of those things that we wanted, that we wished that we could have had at that time when we were, for the both of us, we taught ourselves this art. Both of us were not, I mean, I don't know about you in NCA, but I know for myself, when I was in the visual studies department in Karachi University, I was not taught illustration. You had an illustration class, but you were not like really taught to these things. You were just given the pencil and you were given free rein that you could illustrate however you were used to illustrating. And lucky for me, I had been illustrating for a long time, even before I went to university to get my bachelor's degree. But, you know, we did not have any mentors. Like I said before, we didn't have any mentors to teach us these things. We just taught ourselves, you know, filling up sketchbooks of all of the stuff over the years.
Yeah, you're so right. And even though I went to NCA, but the strange thing is, you'd think they'd be more encouraging about illustration. But since I did fine arts, and fine artists have this sort of snobby outlook, they think that painting, sculpture, etc. are like high art and illustration is low art.
Oh, God.
So I used to have such a hard time with some of my teachers. I wanted to bring more illustrative elements into my work,
right.
And they'd be like, no, this is not art. This is like, this is your hobby. You can do that on the side, but... They did actually, and I've seen this thing with a lot of other anime artists or illustrators. They don't take your work seriously because they don't think it's the fine art, and which is strange. Looking at contemporary art.
Right.
And because I think I've actually heard some artists say that painting or representational art is out of fashion. And now it's all about the concept. Mm. Even if it's like you can literally place a random object, and as long as you have a concept, that's art, and that's more cutting edge. And actual drawing skill is no longer valued.
And that's the thing. I mean, and I can't say this for all illustrators or all comic book artists, but for us to even illustrate, we do go through the same artistic process that you just can't draw a figure and be it okay unless you understand human proportions, things like we spent hours and hours drawing before we got to where we were. It's the same process as traditional fine arts that you just couldn't start drawing and be an artist. You do have a certain process to it and know the, I guess, calculations of drawing too. You need to know a perspective. You need to know all of these things that are also required in fine arts to be able to illustrate well. Even in fine arts, there's good artists, there's bad artists. You can be a good illustrator and bad illustrator. It all depends on how much effort you've actually put into what you've created. So it's not just that illustrators are not just people who are drawing. We do have a method to it.
That's true. So I don't understand it. That's the thing. You can be a bad fine artist, but you'll still be valued. Your work will still be valued or taken more seriously. Than a good illustrator's work.
Good illustrator's work. Yeah. It's just that I think it's because of we do it commercially, I guess. And as a fine artist, you're not encouraged to do it commercially. And again, there's always the two sides of it. I think what Banksy did last year when his painting got sold and then he shredded it was one of those things. I mean, and a lot of people, you know, they discussed it as, was it, I guess, a promotional gimmick or not, but again, he's being paid for his work too, and he could be drawing on the walls and still get paid for it. And here we are toiling away for an industry, and just because we're doing it for an industry, we're not getting paid as much.
Yeah, and even though like the fine art world is an industry in itself, a lot of artists I know, they are doing it commercially as well, their main objective is to sell a painting. They won't do it to, you know, express themselves. They'll do it to conform to a certain way. You know, you'll sell your painting. And so I think it's become very commercial as well.
Right.
So, I don't see, yeah.
The thing is, I don't see anything actually bad about it, because hey, you do need to be able to sustain what you do, or sustain yourself, and you do, and what you do. So you do need money to buy more paint and canvas, so it's not gonna come by itself. And we as illustrators, we do have certain obsessions with pencils and stationery that has to sustain itself. We need the money. But you know, nowadays, do you teach? Have you taught any formal classes for illustration or anything of that sort?
Yeah, I held a couple of workshops at NCA. They were stop motion animation workshops.
Oh wow!
This was after I graduated, and we had a multimedia master's department. I did a short course for animation over there, and they knew about my work and stuff, so they invited me to hold a couple of month-long stop motion animation workshops. That's pretty much sums up my teaching experience.
How do you find, you know, I knew my generation, you know, it was that generation, it was that predominantly men went into this industry. So how do you find, like, those that were younger than us? Is it the same, that there's more men in it? Or, you know, do you see other women there too?
Yeah, there are a lot of women there now. They might even outnumber, especially in illustration.
Wow.
Yeah, there are a lot. Like, as I said, I've lost count. I used to try and keep track of all the people who drew, who did illustrated.
Right.
But now I've lost count. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And again, I think because of the internet, and maybe also because of Instagram, because, a lot of people see this thing and they say, oh, I'd like to do fan art of this thing too.
Right.
And the thing is, I've noticed this thing is very popular, especially in Pakistan, having illustrated wedding cards. So I see a lot of people doing that now.
That's cute. And I had another friend, and she's also an illustrator, again, same generation as me, and she did that for her wedding as well. And I was like, oh my God, I wish I had thought of that for my own. But, you know, I think it's adorable.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people are getting them made now. Like, it's a huge trend. You see a lot of people who weren't even into illustration, then you see their Instagram and all of a sudden they're just doing wedding card illustrations.
Oh, wow.
Now they're there are a lot of people. I think they've just gotten into illustration because somebody must have asked them, oh, can you do a wedding card for me? And also have illustrated versions of herself. So that's a huge thing. And they do pretty well.
Wow. I mean, look at how it has changed, Maria. I mean, to us, like, not being able to find anybody, but just like these two people on the internet. And now it's a big thing. I think, you know, it's huge turnaround.
Like, it's not even like it's just a one convention a year.
Right.
It's like several conventions in the same city, even happening at the same time. Like, Islamabad, Karachi, Lahore, they have like several conventions, and they're big, and people attend them. And the ones I've gone to, there, it's like a lot of people in costumes, and there's also a lot of there's also a lot of that crowd that kind of gets into the nerdy stuff through Marvel movies and stuff.
Right.
So you have a lot of people cosplaying as Wolverine or Thor or some Marvel character.
Right.
And
the thing is, I mean, I can't even imagine it, because when we were growing up, just being able to find anime in Pakistan was a ordeal. I mean,
almost impossible.
It was almost impossible. I think we used to have like LimeWire at that time. I think I had this stick. I used to like maybe download, and again, this is illegal. I don't encourage anybody to do this, but we used to get a lot of our anime pirated, because there was literally no way.
No other way.
Get anime.
I'd never see any, only by mistake sometimes, I guess, you'd find like an anime video cassette or a...
Maybe by mistake.
I think I've seen them back at that in those days. I think I must have seen a total of maybe three or four anime video cassettes ever. And so that was the only force.
When Spirited Away came out, I think that was the first mainstream that you could like buy in store. And, you know, it's anime, but, you know, it was only a certain kind of anime that you could find. I hooked it up when I found it. But the thing is, anything else other than that, you would not be able to find it in stores. And I remember we used to have a channel, again, one of those pirated channels that used to come through cable. We had AXN, and they used to show anime after 12 o'clock. And I would be sitting up at night, 12 o'clock, trying to like get something like that used to have that would have subtitles on it. Now that they have conventions and everything, I think that's incredible. I mean, I just can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah, well, I remember how frustrating it was because you had the internet, but it was dial-up, and if your connection got cut, which it used to get cut a lot because of the phone lines, it needed phone lines, and then your download would like. I was gone. Then there were some series that would be like hundreds of episodes. And those were like, so difficult to get.
Yeah.
And I hope this upcoming generation appreciates how easy it is for them.
Easy it is for them. Yeah. Oh my God. But, you know, the way, I guess if there is a big enough market, because now that I'm in the US, I have a streaming service that's just dedicated to anime, and I can watch it on that, I'm sure. Because now Netflix is there, and I think Netflix has some anime on it as well. I'm not sure. Does it
Netflix has a lot of anime.
They do. Yeah. I forgot about that.
All the popular series.
Yeah.
They have all the Miyazaki movies. They have, like, all the super popular series.
Wow.
They have a lot of stuff.
I'm jealous of what they have right now, Maria. It's not fair. We should have gotten this.
I know. And when I used to download a whole series, it would feel like such an accomplishment. And then I'd burn them on CDs, and then I'd keep the CDs so carefully. And now just a week or so back, I was looking at those CDs like, what's the point?
What's the point?
I can just find everything.
I know.
So easily.
I still have them in front of me. I was like, but I don't know what to do with these anymore because they're so old and outdated. I mean, you can stream those series so easily now. And I was like, but I can't get myself to throw them away. They have such like nostalgic like meaning for me.
Yeah, my laptop doesn't even have a CD player anymore.
Anymore?
I don't know what to do.
But yeah, times have changed, Mari. I mean, they've changed for the better. I mean, I would hate for someone to struggle as much as we did to be able to, A, just find ourselves and find more people who can connect with and exchange notes with just for that, you know, just for the simple things. Illustration, graphic arts, all of these things are so mainstream even now, I mean now over there. I think that's great that they've made so much progress. Again, it won't take people at least 20 years to finally meet each other like it was for us. Sorry.
I'm glad it happened.
And so before I let you go, Maria, I've done this with every single guest, so you're going to have to do it too. I have the rapid fire question round in which I give you five questions and you can't think about the answers and you have two choices. So you got to tell me either one or the other or a third one, whichever you prefer. So tell me, is it Pepsi or Coke?
Coke, I guess.
Okay. do you like cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Okay. Batman or Superman?
I guess Batman.
Okay. And Harry Potter or Hunger Games?
Harry Potter.
Okay. And the last one, just because we're in the digital art industry and it causes so much controversy, do you call it a GIF file or a GIF file?
Oh, I call it a GIF file.
Oh, gosh. Every person I meet, they give me the same answer. It's not fair, Maria.
Really?
No, but, you know. I get it. It's a preference, but I've always called it GIF in my head, and I can't get anybody else who sees it the same way, and they start arguing with me online. I was like, but I don't know.
But it makes you feel better. Anybody I have this discussion with, they're like correcting me, no, it's GIF. My previous workplace, they were all like saying GIF, and I was like, it's GIF. And so everybody I know, I think most of them say GIF. it's one of those things, I guess.
I think it's a preference thing, Maria. It's not even an actual thing. It's just that people like fighting over stuff. But thank you so much, Maria. It was fantastic talking to you. And I hope all of you enjoyed my short conversation with Maria, one of the only other nerds in Pakistan, anime nerds, illustration nerd, whatever you call it, other than myself, that I found 20 years ago. And I'm so glad I found her, because I don't know if I would have been able to go on it doing what I'm doing, you know, what I did at that time, if it hadn't been for her. If it wasn't for her, you know, pushing me on and encouraging me. So
I feel the same way, because again, it was just so encouraging. Otherwise, I felt like kind of like an outsider. I was like, am I okay? Like, is this normal?
Is this normal? Do we need to see somebody for this?
Yeah.
So until next time, everyone, take care of yourself and may peace be on you all.